Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The past 12 months have been big ones for Augustana College writer-in-residence Patrick Hicks. A year ago, he published his debut novel, The Commandant of Lubezetch. He also came out with a new book of poetry in 2014, Adoptable. And now he's released his debut short story collection. It's called The Collector of Names. The stories explore such themes as heartbreak and loss. In one story, a coroner struggles with the horrifying aftermath of a plane explosion above Duluth. In another, an aging mother is stunned by the mysterious reappearance of a son killed in Vietnam, and she's terrified of losing him again. In the title story, a man keeps journals filled with the names of all the people he's met. Hicks is giving a reading along with Ron Capps Thursday evening at Augustana College. That begins at 7 o'clock. But right now, Patrick Hicks joins us from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And Patrick, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on air with you.
And congratulations on the publication of your third book in a year. What have the past 12 months been like now?
They've been kind of phenomenal, I have to say. It's been kind of strange. I've been publishing for a long time, but to have three books come out in less than 12 months is something of a literary trifecta, and I'm wondering what I'll do next after this.
Well, let's talk about this book, The Collector of Names. When did you write these stories?
These stories represent work of almost 10 years. So I think the first story was published in around 2004, 2005. So of the 12 stories, they span about a decade of my artistic growth. And I would not have been able to write the novel that came out last year about the Holocaust had I not cut my teeth on some of these stories. I really learned how to work with narrative arc and character progression and all of the basic tools that you need as a writer in order to write something much larger like a novel.
When you think of filmmakers, usually before they do the big, you know, features, they start with film shorts. Do writers work that same way, or novelists, I should say, that you kind of cut your teeth on the short stories before moving into the larger form?
That was certainly the case for me. excuse me. I started writing short stories from a very, very young age, you know, and they were uniformly awful. But when I was in my 20s, I thought they were very good. But, the stories were not as good as I thought they were in my 20s. But the whole time I was writing short stories and I was trying to get the longer throw of a narrative like a novel. And these things started to click into place. And I learned the fundamental differences between what a short story is and what a novel is when it comes to character progression and the kinds of things you can and can't do and focus and narrative perspective and, you know, all of the basic stuff that you need to know in order to be a good writer.
Now, I'm a big fan of short stories, and I don't think you can say short stories are better than novels or vice versa. And so I'm wondering what the challenge is to really write that a good short story. It almost seems to me that you really have to grab the reader right away with that opening sentence.
Yeah, so I totally agree with that. I think all stories, they need to really grab the reader by the collar. And that doesn't need to be anything dramatic. You know, sometimes the drama can be just between, say, a husband and a wife maybe quarreling, and maybe they're doing it in a very sort of quiet Midwestern way. But it needs to start with some sort of moment of crisis is what I call it. And short stories, usually, I think the ones that are most successful, they usually end on this moment where the reader can see that something is about to change in the main character's life, but we don't exactly see it in front of us just yet. But we know that maybe a mindset has changed or something has happened to the reader or happened to the character where we know that from this point on, their life will be a little different. But with a novel, you have to spell that out a little more.
Do you think that adds to the power of short stories, that when you finish reading a short story like one of the ones in The Collector of Names, that then you put down the book and think about the story you just read for a little bit, and it kind of gets in your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And for me, short stories are, they always focus, at least the way I write short stories, they tend to focus more on a character or maybe two characters, where a novel necessarily has a wider landscape with it, which it can work with. So you have maybe communities that are being affected in a novel, but a short story, its perspective is necessarily more limited. So we get to know the character in an abbreviated flash of time, and I think I don't want to say we care about the character more, but we're more absorbed by that character because we have so few pages. So the character must speak to the reader in a very, very powerful and immediate way in a short story, which isn't necessarily the case with a novel.
In one of the stories in The Collector of Names, Patrick Hicks, you write about a young woman who tries to understand her husband after he returns from Iraq. It's called Cabin Number 5, and I'm wondering if you could read a paragraph from that story.
Sure thing. And the paragraph I'm going to read, it takes place after her husband, Kurt, has rotated back to the United States for a couple months before he's redeployed back to Baghdad. So this is from Cabin Number 5. Kurt rotated back 7 months later. He'd only been home for 82 days, and then he would be heading back to Baghdad. It was like a genie had clapped his Arabic hands, and zap, my husband was back in bed. We moved around the house as strangers for the first few days, and we tried to regain the rhythm of our relationship. He slept in late, and when he finally did get up, he'd walk towards the TV and start playing video games. He liked those first-person shooters, the kind where you blow up stuff and blood spurts onto the camera lens. I brought mugs of coffee over to him. I tried to talk, but he was too absorbed in the herky-jerky movement of the make-believe battlefield, so I made waffles while he slaughtered Nazis.
Now, this story is about an Iraq veteran, but from the perspective of his wife, his young wife, I think she's about 20 years old.
Yeah.
She was left behind and then wondering how to deal with this husband, this man that she still loves but who has changed. Where did the idea for this story come from?
Quite frankly, I liked the challenge of trying to write from a female perspective. And I notice in retrospect, now that the Collector of Names has been published, a number of these short stories, the main character is female. And that's not the case with my Holocaust novel. The main characters are almost all men. But I like the challenge of getting inside the head of a female protagonist as told from the first-person perspective. And since I've never been in the military, and I certainly wasn't involved in the Iraq War, I didn't feel comfortable enough to write from that particular perspective. But I do teach, 20-year-olds, and there was a student of mine whose boyfriend was deployed to Iraq, and I know that it was really very challenging for her because she was pregnant at the time, and so in just talking to her, this character sort of sprouted up, and I felt compelled to write about her.
Are the stories of veterans important to you to use as a source for your material?
They are. I've always been interested in helping the men and women who served in our armed forces and have come home. They've worn the flag of our nation on their shoulder, and they've gone and done things. And I don't think our country really takes care of them as well as we should. And as a society, we are not interested in hearing their stories. And I think that we need to do much better with that, quite frankly. So whenever I can, I always like to write stories that might maybe crack open conversation in some way where we can maybe begin to learn what it might be like to come home. And if I can act as a catalyst, and maybe people will start to ask questions of their family members and that served overseas, and maybe that'll spark some sort of conversation, and there'll be some sort of exchange that wasn't there before.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with writer Patrick Hicks. He has a new collection of short stories. It's just come out. It's called The Collector of Names. And Patrick, another story that I mentioned earlier, The Missing, also deals with war and veterans. And this one, a mother is stunned by the mysterious return of a son who was killed in Vietnam. And this is a very haunting story, and there are other aspects
Thank
of the
you.
Story as well. And I'm wondering where the idea for this came from.
You know, this particular story, it came from, would you believe, a dream that I must have had in, I don't know, 2008 or something. The short story, The Missing, was published in 2009, but I had this dream about a Vietnam vet appearing on the doorstep of my house and me welcoming him in and trying to explain, you know, how the world had changed so remarkably in the last several decades. And as I started to think about the story, I thought, well, it'd be far more powerful if it was his mother who met him at that door. And his mother had continued to age, but he had not. It looked like he did in 1969.
Well, could you read a little bit from that story, The Missing, where he comes to the door and his mother sees him?
Sure thing. So he appears as this sort of shadow first thing in the morning, and she doesn't quite know what to do. She stared at him for a long moment, and he worried he might disappear if she looked away or blink. Her once dead son touched the walls of his childhood home and tapped them as if they weren't real. On the fireplace mantel was a photo of him in Vietnam, standing in front of a Bell UH-1D Huey helicopter. It looked like a sleeping insect. Its rotors were drooping knives. Next to the photo was a folded American flag in a wooden case, and he leaned in to read the brass inscription, Eugene T. Erickson, 1950 to 1969. "This is crazy," he said. "I remember an explosion that happened. That happened for sure. And I had this weird weightless feeling. And then..." He turned around. There was a pause before he added, "Am I dead? Is this heaven? How come you look so much older, Ma?" Martha put up a wrinkled hand as if to push away the past. She didn't want to talk about death or Vietnam or landmines or helicopters because she worried it might change the glowing reality that her son was standing beside the sofa and breathing in the air of the living. If she started talking about how he was ripped away, maybe he would disappear, or maybe the glimmering thread of mystery that brought him back to life would be snipped.
That's Patrick Hicks reading a part of The Missing from his new book, The Collector of Names. What I found very powerful about that story in particular is the mother. You can just imagine after some 40 years that all of a sudden this son that she loved is back, and the fear that she has now that he's going to disappear again and that she'll go through that heartbreak again.
And I really wanted to tap into that fear. More than anything else, and in 2008 and 2009, I was in the process of becoming a parent. My wife and I, we couldn't have biological children, so we adopted a beautiful little boy from South Korea. And during the time I was writing this story, I was imagining, you know, what it might be like if I lost my own son. So it was easy for me to sort of put those feelings into the story.
The stories are united by a general theme of heartbreak and loss. There's also stories that also tie in with the tricks of memory and how memories are important in keeping loved ones alive. Were these things that you were thinking about at the time? Do these reflect what you were going through in your life when you were writing these stories?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for any writer, the work that they produce is just a reflection of the life experiences that they've had. You know, I'm in my mid-40s, so I'm in that interesting point in time when I still have family members from my youth, and I'm aware that over time they won't be here. And then I also have members of my family, which are, you know, my nephews and nieces, which are much younger. And it's interesting for me to look forward and backwards and to realize how temporary everything is. And all we have at the end of the day are the stories that we tell each other about those that we love. This is why I think when we go to a funeral, we tell stories about the person that's passed away. It's because we want to resurrect them through words. So I think stories are really all that we have at the end of the day.
In writing these stories, is there something you want the reader to understand or maybe feel, or are you just sharing the things that are inside your mind?
I think I'm not. That's a great question, Carl. I got to tell you, I'm not sure how to answer that, which makes it a wonderful question. I think I'm still trying to figure out certain things in these stories were me just sort of probing in the darkness of my head with a flashlight. And I think if anything, it's just the realization of how precious our time is here, and how we need to take better care of each other, and how precious it is that we're able to tell stories to each other.
Now, Patrick, we were just about out of time here. As I mentioned, this is your third book within a year. Things in the works now? Are we going to have another year where there's three that come three in a row?
Well, I'd love that. I think my publishers would love that, too. I have just finished up a new novel, which takes place in England during World War II, and I'm hoping to get a contract for that signed. And with luck, touch wood, maybe in 2016 I will bother you once again on the air.
Well, it's always nice to have you on the program. That's Patrick Hicks. His debut collection of short stories is The Collector of Names. He's giving a reading along with Ron Capps Thursday evening in Sioux Falls at Augustana College's Morrison Commons. That begins at 7 o'clock. And Patrick, again, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's always a privilege.